Condo Game 1, Coors Field, Saturday afternoon, June 1st, 2013. Rockies versus LA Dodgers. Final score, Rockies 7, Dodgers 6. A gorgeous late spring afternoon, the slumping Rockies versus the last place bumbling Dodgers who can't seem to dodge any bullet the universe throws at them. Luckily for both, the front-running Diamondbacks and world champion Giants aren't playing that well either, so the National League West race is tight. The Dodger pitcher Zach Greinke, some years and arm troubles removed from his glory days in Kansas City, looks tough today. Typical great control of all pitches, including a 68-mile-an-hour slow curve. He reminds me a little of Brett Saberhagen, another blue-chip Royal hurler of yesteryear. All the Dodger pitchers, coached by ex-LA reliever Rick Honeycutt, have a long, deliberate windup and use the curve as an out pitch. Later in the game, J.P. Howell came in and fanned the side all on third-strike curveball. The fiery Dodger manager Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball, has the LA fans yelling for the hook. He got an early hook in the sixth when it looked like Greinke had caught Torrey Alba's liner for a double play, and the ump ruled that the ball had bounced. Donnie went ballistic. He followed the first base umpire all the way up the line, screaming, nearly bumping him. Mattingly's been dealt a rough hand, with Magic Johnson and the new ownership spending tons of money on high-priced guys like Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, injury-prone, hurt in this game after doubling in the first and third innings and pulling up lame with his hamstring in the third. Greinke, Hanley Ramirez, Korean wonder Ryu, and holdovers Kent and Ethier, who aren't playing very well. Kemp had only one homer this year and also being hurt, and Ethier looking clueless at the plate, including a strikeout in the ninth inning, watching three strikes sail right by. A boatload of injuries, poor hitting, awful fielding, and a supporting cast of little elves, Schumacher, Hairston, Punto, Mark Ellis, Uribe, all journeyman backups, and a suspicious bullpen, voila, last place. The Rockies have a serious starting lineup, with Cargo and Tulo in their prime, Fowler, Arenado, and Rosario getting there. Pitching? Well, is Chacin really the ace? He has a problem with one bad inning ruining things, or getting behind the hitters. Today was the third, when rookie catcher Fedorovich bopped a line home run to left. His catching was not as successful as his swing. Pass balls and a drop foul pop clouding his performance. And then Greinke, an amazing hitter, as are most Dodger pitchers, going all the way back to Newcomb and Drysdale, singling to right field. Crawford's lame double, Mark Ellis hit batter on an 0-2 delivery, and DJ LeMahieu's horrible boot of a tailor-made double play ball by Ethier all resulted in an early 3-1 Dodger lead. But Colorado hung tough all day, coming back twice, led by superstar Carlos Gonzalez. He was amazing, tripling in the third, hitting a huge opposite field homer in the fifth that gave the Rockies the lead back 4-3. Five tools, here he is. Full-out diving catch on Punto's liner to left center in the fourth, desperate and incredible throw to the plate one inning earlier that nailed Mark Ellis on Torrey Alba's sweep tag and held LA's big inning down. The elves of LA, all carbon copy under 6 foot mini mites, got LA the lead back to 6-4 with their stinging singles and doubles off Chacin and Escalona in the sixth and seventh. Could the Rockies rebound again? Steady Tulowitzki's right field single, Kadir's right center field bomb tied things up off reliever Belisario in the seventh, 6-6. Then the pitching got serious. Veteran lefty Hal confounded Colorado in the eighth and ninth. In the tenth, he struck out Helton, and then for the second time in the day, the lefty-righty bullpen shuffle failed LA as Guerrier came in to pitch to the righties. Torrey Alba, who had a really good game, and pinch hitter Rosario with an infield hit. And finally, Fowler lined a shot past first to win the game in the tenth. A much-needed win after the Rockies blew leads multiple times against lowly Houston earlier in the week. Rex Brothers, the young lefty with the 0.36 ERA, pitched a brilliant ninth. Belial a clean tenth. And Escalona did well in the eighth, fanning Cruz and Vanslyke on 95-mile-an-hour heat, keeping LA at bay. The Rockies had 14 hits, some great fielding and clutch pitching to win and go into a tie for second place with the Giants.